thanks for listening to the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Sponsored by FanDuel.com. FanDuel.com, the leader in single-day fantasy sports contests.
Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up to the minute industry news.
Time for me to tell you about the biggest tournament in the history of daily fantasy sports.
Interviews from the biggest names in the industry.
The one and only Kondia. Head Chopper joins us now to talk about this weekend in daily fantasy football. Now on the podcast, Napster Man.
And game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head game, you are just going to lose.
Here is your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey, everybody. What is going on? Want to welcome you to the Friday edition here of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Dan Bach, Mr. DB 730 for you people curious of the old Daily Fantasy handle. And we're here talking all things DFS as we move into this holiday weekend. Of course, a happy 4th of July to all of you out there. Please be safe. Come on, don't lose any digits lighting up fireworks or be driving when you've had too many cocktails. So be smart about it this holiday weekend. And should be a fun weekend to obviously relax and maybe play a little daily fantasy. I know there's a big NASCAR event this weekend in Daytona, a little south of here. I think DK's got a nice tournament, low dollar buy-in, 100K up top, which is pretty cool. And obviously, our sponsor site, FanDuel, lots of stuff going on tonight and through the weekend, including their bracket championships. Yes, they've got four different buy-in levels for you tonight. $3, $10, $25, and $300. $300 is almost full. But they're already at number 18. They're going to have 64 seats to be filled. Once you get a seat, you're done. And obviously going to compete for, I believe, a $60,000 first place prize. And again, you get all the way to the final two of this bracket. They're flying you out to Vegas for the World Fantasy Baseball Championships. And you'll be playing off in the final out there. So pretty cool setup there tonight on FanDuel. Also, the Super Monster, in effect, 250K. So we'll talk a little bit more about them later. But mainly on the show today, we're going to discuss the slate. I did do an interview last night with one of the top-ranked grinders we've got, number 10 overall. He was the number 1 overall with Hockey. Loki is his name, but you might know him by Three Putts over there on FanDuel. So look for that to drop sometime this weekend, so we'll give you a little bit of a weekend kind of podcast for you. But today, mainly going to be looking at this Friday night slate. Also, I know the last night for Survivor over there on DraftKings, and it's funny because I haven't been playing a lot of Survivors. It just kind of takes commitment I haven't really had, but got talked into it a few days ago. It was low dollar buy-in. I think it was $5. So I put 30 teams in, and, you know, I ran a few trains here or there. And now I get to the final day, and it's like, okay, I was really only building like two, three teams at most each and every day. And now I get down to the final day, I got 22 teams left. And at this point in time, doesn't make any sense to be running trains anymore. So I got to build 22 MLB teams on DraftKings today. That's not usually what I like to do. And I'm not saying like it's a knock on DraftKings or anywhere else. Just I'm not a multi-entry guy. You know, I'm usually just a handful of lineups, maybe two to three. I guess in NBA I went a little bit heavier, but I guess that's how I'm spending my Friday afternoon, is building lineups for the Survivor. But we'll let you know how that turns out. Obviously, though, pretty good slate of games for us. We got some top pitching to go over, and let's just kind of get into it right now. Good mix of good pitchers and crap pitchers for sure. All right, the matchup, 7:05. The Blue Jays and the Tigers square off tonight. Drew Hutchinson against Anibal Sanchez. Fairly high total at 8.5 in this one. Hutchinson is, man, either really good or really bad. Not a whole lot of in-between with him here today. And kind of same with Sanchez. He's another guy who's had his ups and downs this year. I think that both these teams could be sneaky stacks tonight. I think there's going to be some obvious stacks, but I think either of these two offenses could have big nights in this matchup, but certainly not going to go crazy with that one. The Rays and the Yankees. Chris Archer takes on Masahiro Tanaka. And Archer, even favorite in this one, pretty much even line. Yankees a slight favorite in this one. He's come down to earth just a little bit recently, but still a really high upside pitcher. I think he's had some pretty good starts versus the Yankees, too. I'll have to double-check those numbers here in a minute. But, you know, obviously one of the bigger names on this slate. The Indians and the Pirates out there in Pittsburgh, Charlie Morton on the mound against Trevor Bauer. And you've got the Pirates as a 140 favorite, 7.5 the total in that matchup. Brewers and Reds, Lorenzen versus Michael Fiers. Pretty high total at 8.5 in this one. Even line between both of these two teams. Again, two offenses which can get going, but also can go silent from time to time. And Fiers, another one of these guys who's got double-digit K potential, but certainly blow-up potential as well. The Astros send Dan Straley to the mound versus the Boston Red Sox, Justin Masterson. Masterson, a minus 135 favorite. Pretty high total at 9 in this game. This one's kind of interesting. You know, the Red Sox last night, that was the stack you wanted. They went pretty crazy against the Blue Jays. And in this matchup here, you know, Masterson struggles against lefties, but it's really not what Houston really touts particularly well in their lineup. I mean, you've got Valbuena hitting in the middle of that lineup, but outside of him, it's kind of slim pickings there for lefties. Obviously, Preston Tucker, another name to consider, but Jonathan Singleton, like Jason Castro. So this might actually be a decent matchup for Masterson, just because he can handle right-handers pretty well. It's the lefties that he has trouble with. So, obviously, a game to keep our eye on there. Next up, we have Adam Morgan for the Phillies going against the Braves. Julio Teheran. No line in this game, as I can see just yet. But I think I'd project the Braves as probably about minus one. Phillies on the road are terrible. I'd probably say minus 175 for Atlanta today. We'll see if that line holds up. Let me see if our lineups page has one for this matchup. And they do. Well, I'm on the money. See, I was looking at Bovada. Didn't have it up, but Pinnacle at minus 178. I guess I know what I'm talking about. Total sitting at 7 in this matchup here. Teheran has really been roughed up this season, except when he's at home. I think he's 4-0 pitching at home this year, so obviously has the home road splits in his favor there. Angels and Rangers, Alexander Chichi Gonzalez at home against Garrett Richards, and total at 8.5. This ballpark can really be explosive for offenses, especially this time of year when you roll into July and August. So obviously lots of, you know, potential for high-scoring game in this matchup. Richards, again, not somebody I really look to pick on against, but we've seen him, you know, a lot of guys who've been really good some starts, but, you know, it wasn't that long ago that Richards, didn't get out of the first inning against the Yankees, so he's not immune to blow-ups as well. I think a game a lot of people are going to be targeting is Baltimore and Chicago. Out there at the Cell, John Danks against Ubaldo Jimenez. Ubaldo, minus 145 road favorite, the total at 9. Yeah, John Danks, he is a punching bag for right-handed hitters, so you might want to look at Manny Machado. I think that Adam Jones, Matt Wieters, all those guys in play today. Jeremy Guthrie is starting for the Royals, so we've got to look at power lefty bats for Minnesota. They don't have a lot of them, but Joe Mauer, some pretty good history. But Guthrie checks in, minus 150 favorite, 8 the number. Down in the National League, we've got the Padres and the Cardinals wrapping up that series. Michael Wacha against Andrew Cashner. Wacha, minus 190 favorite, so pretty strong favorite there, with a very low total at 7, juice on the under. Seattle and Oakland, Jay Happ against Jesse Chavez. And the Oakland checks in at a minus 155 favorite, 7.5 the total. Hap, I think, has been a bit hapless lately. Oh, that is bad. That I should be fired for using such a bad pun right there. But he hasn't been good, to say the very least. Just looking at this game log for him, 9-7-8-1. Yeah, just not enough upside there for Mr. Hap tonight, despite the low price tag in that matchup. Also, we go to Arizona Diamondbacks. They are the highest projected point or run scoring team today, just a little bit under 5. Chase Anderson, minus 170 favorite against Kyle Kendrick. And again, that total at 9. And then lastly, we get the often elusive 5.5 number with the Dodgers and the Mets, so that can only tell you one thing. Clayton Kershaw is pitching. He's a minus 260 opening favorite here against Noah Syndergaard, who has been pretty good himself, but tough matchup, at least on FanDuel, where you want to get those win points. So a very low total. I mean, think about this for a second. Minus 260, and the total's at 5.5. I mean, the Mets, pretty much Vegas is saying they've got no chance in this game. So it'll be interesting to see Kershaw's ownership. Let's look at some of the salaries for tonight. And obviously, Kershaw, 12-3. He's your guy tonight in cash games. You can make it work, especially on FanDuel. There's enough value to have him be the option tonight. Honestly, I don't see any reason to go elsewhere. Archer against New York, Tanaka against the Rays, you know, going against each other. And then Garrett Richards in Texas, no thank you. Annabelle versus Toronto, no thank you. Just no other realistic pitcher in my eyes to go to on FanDuel. Maybe Julio Teheran against Philadelphia, but you're also throwing a guy out there who's got like an ERA of 6 here. He's just been so bad, so there is risk despite his success at home. So maybe in a contrarian lineup or two, you could throw Teheran, but for me, I think Clayton Kershaw is just going to be the obvious choice. Don't get cute with it. The Mets can't hit, and he's at home. Everything lines up here perfectly. Masterson, he's kind of intriguing. 6,500. We talked about him. Maybe Houston can't hit him very well. I really like him on DraftKings at 5,100. I mean, that is an incredibly low salary. I think one of the lowest on the board, and certainly in the bottom 5% there. And I think that site is an interesting starting pitcher too, for the reasons that I just kind of talked about. Some of those other guys, their salaries don't really interest me that much. One name I kind of glossed over was Michael Wacha. He was almost a 2-1 favorite tonight, 8,600 on FanDuel. Bit more expensive though on DraftKings at 9,900, so they juiced him up. If you're looking for other starting pitcher two options over there on DraftKings tonight, again, I'm going to really endorse Masterson tonight. As crazy as that sounds, I think that's probably the way to go to allow you still to get some pretty solid bats with a Kershaw at 13-1. Kershaw should be 14-5 against the Mets. I'm sorry, he should be what Scherzer was yesterday versus the Phillies, in my opinion. But those are the quick outlooks of the salaries. Tonight, let's look at some of the history versus opposing hitters. Who's had struggles? Who hasn't? We'll start with Chase Anderson against the Rockies. Hasn't been good. Now, again, this doesn't take into effect home road, but let's face it. Coors Field and Chase Field out in Phoenix, either of those two ballparks yield a bunch of runs, but the Rockies have hit them well. 320 average with an OPS over 1 in 75 at-bats, and same with Kendrick. You've got Arizona, who's hit him really well. 364 average, OPS 982. And by the way, 6 home runs in 75 at-bats against Chase Anderson, 4 in 77 against Kendrick. Moving on to, let's see. You know what? Before I forget, I kind of glossed over Morgan as well for the Phillies tonight going against Atlanta. You know, he actually looked pretty good in his opening start, and Atlanta's got a really questionable lineup right now. Again, when you take Freddie Freeman, their biggest bat, out of it, there's certainly some possibilities to have Adam Morgan be a solid play. But the problem is, that offense behind him is no good. I just want to throw him out there as maybe a really off-the-board starting pitching play tonight. So, therefore, I want to throw him out there. He's not terrible. Okay, back to the pitcher versus batters. We've got Jesse Chavez versus Seattle. 836 OPS, 308 average allowed. Not a bad K rate at 24% against the Seattle hitters. And Jeremy Guthrie's had his hands full with Minnesota. Very low K rate at 10%. The OPS 835, allowing 6 home runs and 169 at-bats against the Minnesota hitters. Guys who have had success against their opponents, we start with Tanaka. It's only 20 at-bats, but he's has a 30% K rate and just a 200 average against, so he's pretty much owned Tampa Bay. He's probably the side I'd want, although Archer against the Yankees, no slouch either. 27% K rate, an OPS under 500, and an average of 200 as well in 80 at-bats, so he has done very well, all things considered. Julio Teheran against the Phillies, he does have that working for him as well tonight, with a 173 average and 75 at-bats for those Phillies hitters against him. K-rate not overly impressive at only 14%. And lastly, Masterson, maybe a little credence to rolling him out there. It's only 29 at-bat sample, so pretty small, but a 207 average against and a 568 OPS. So Masterson has done well enough to get me interested in him against Houston tonight. Okay, let's look at the split stats for today. And just to kind of give you some context here with Julio Teheran, 197 average against there at home. 256 the WOBA, so he's really been solid at home. And Garrett Richards on the road has been pretty good, but I'm not sure that's enough to convince me to play him in that ballpark this time of year. But 205 average, 255 the weighted OBA for him on the road this season. Syndergaard has struggled a good bit on the road, and I think that even enhances the guys, the reason to use Clayton Kershaw is because the Dodger bats could do well. I mean, it's a smaller sample size and only about 20 innings, but 322 average for Syndergaard on the road in a 385 WOBA, so he has not been particularly great in that environment. Same with Masterson out there at home, 277 average, 366 the weighted OBA, and Jay Happ, another one with not great home road splits here tonight, 286 average, 352 the weighted OBA. All right, let's look at the numbers versus right-handed hitters for tonight. Dan Straley for Houston struggles a little bit versus righties, even though I believe he is a righty. So that's a 395 WOBA, smallish sample in 23 innings pitched, so nothing to get too excited about. But certainly Boston, I would not be surprised to see them have another big night here tonight after what they did last night. John Danks, of course, he's going to be a big focus of the teams who people want to stack against him tonight with the White Sox or with the Baltimore Orioles. 368 WOBA, 283 the average against, home run to fly ball, pretty inflated at 12.4% at 41% on a fly ball rate. Straley pretty high as well in that small sample size. He has Chase Anderson versus righties, 283 the average, 347 the weighted OBA and the OPS at 800. So certainly, again, Colorado not in a bad spot tonight. I would stack them up. I will be in a few teams for sure. And Tommy Malone versus right-handers going against Kansas City tonight, 342 the weighted OBA in the last 130 innings against him. All right, moving on to the split stats versus the left-handers today. Michael Lorenzen has struggled a good bit here. 417 the WOBA, 307 the average against, OPS 970. So certainly giving up some home runs there. Adam Lind obviously kind of stands out as the top left-handed bat for the Milwaukee Brewers these days. Justin Masterson always bad against lefties. 394 the WOBA, 92 innings, 308 the average. And again, I kind of like Masterson, but if you don't have him on your team, roll in a guy like Preston Tucker for value or maybe a Valbuena. Again, the splits matchups are there for those guys to have good outings. Same with Jeremy Guthrie against Minnesota. Maybe not the best team out there for him in terms of finding power left-handed bats, but 379 the WOBA for lefties, 308 the average against Jeremy Guthrie. And Kyle Kendrick, 371 the weighted OBA, 284 the average against, OPS hanging around 857 there to lefties as he takes on Arizona tonight. And Jay Happ, pretty bad against lefties as well as righties, 354 the weighted OBA against left-handers. Okay, let's move on to the hitters for tonight. Let's start with the hot streak hitters. Let's see who's been stroking the ball here lately. Jose Altuve against Masterson. Last 25 at-bats, you're looking at a 549 WOBA, 440 average. So he has been absolutely ripping the ball. You've got Jimmy Paredes as well. Tough maybe not to fit him in versus Danks here, hitting near the top of that lineup. 412 the average, the WOBA at 590 for him. Mike Trout gets Chichi Gonzalez, 3 home runs in the last 20 at-bats, a 571 WOBA over the last 7 days. Extrapolated to the last 14, you're looking at 471, so that doesn't suck. So, 465. So pretty hot bat right now with Mike Trout. Same could be said for Torii Hunter. He certainly has picked it up. 4 home runs for him in the last 22 at-bats. Mitch Moreland, he is 6 home runs in the last 29 at-bats. Nolan Arenado, obviously, still pretty hot at the plate. And Tyler Flowers, believe it or not, making the list today. Again, small sample size, only last 16 at-bats, but does have 3 homers. 5.58 the WOBA in the last 14 days. You're looking at a 5.19 weighted OBA for Tyler Flowers. So he's been hitting the ball pretty well. So there you go. Those are some of your hottest hitters for tonight. In terms of the BVP numbers, Kelly Johnson, that's against Kevin Correa, so we can ignore that because he's not going against Correa tonight. But Joe Mauer, there's your lefty versus Guthrie. 28 at-bats, 346 average, 3 home runs. That's a lot for Joe Mauer. He doesn't hit a lot of home runs off of anybody for that matter. So for him to have pretty good BVP and some power being shown, maybe he could be a decent value play today at first base. Gardner's had pretty good success against Archer, 389, the average for him, including 2 doubles, 2 triples in that matchup. It's tough, though, for me. I'm not going to pay up the price that Gardner is against a top-flight pitcher like Archer, no matter what the BVP says tonight. Maybe we don't write off Aaron Hill. If you need a low-dollar second baseman today, 471 and 17 at-bats versus Kyle Kendricks. So he's usually somebody we like versus lefties, but if he is in the lineup today, could be a good value option in a game which should yield a pretty good amount of runs tonight. All right, let's go to the splits matchups. Who do we want versus lefties and versus righties? Josh Fegley against lefties, 57 at-bats. You're looking at a WOBA here this season of 444, 192, the WRC+. So I'm still frustrated by Fegley because whenever I play him, he does garbage. And whenever Loves Bases or somebody else plays him, he goes nuts. So we'll see about tonight, though. Pretty good handedness matchup. Adam Jones versus Danks, obviously near the top. An OPS versus lefties in the last 200 at-bats of over 1. The WOBA 435. He's pretty much a lock and load on FanDuel, I think, tonight. Steve Pierce also makes this list, assuming he's in the lineup. 421 WOBA to lefties, 988 the OPS in the last 144 at-bats. Let's see who else kind of standing out here. Ben Zobrist maybe against Hap, 371 the weighted OBA for him versus left-handed pitching. So those are a couple of the guys to look at versus lefties. Versus righties, it's usually the same guys that are really good. Justin Turner, always good versus righties. But Goldschmidt, Harper, Trout, McCutchen, Cabrera, Rizzo, again, all these guys hit our splits targets versus righties because, well, let's face it, they're great hitters. And they face a fair number of righties. And basically, the cream is going to rise to the top. And Adam Lind, another guy, always considering against righties. Lorenzen, his struggles versus lefties. I haven't checked the WOBA machine. We're going to do it right here. But I'm telling you, if he's not number one for first baseman, according to the WOBA machine, I'll be a bit surprised. All right, let's get to that. First bear, we'll start at Kesher tonight. And Fegley does hit the top of the matchup WOBA here tonight going against J. Happ. We've got McHenry into the top three if he's in the lineup versus Chase Anderson. Again, there's going to be a lot of runs scored in that game. I'm fine with stacking either side of that. Steven Vogt does hit the top five, lefty and lefty. I'm not sure I want to do that here tonight with Mr. Vogt, but Happ has struggled versus lefties, as we've mentioned. Russell Martin in the top 10. Over at first base, what do you know? I know the WOBA machine better than it knows itself. Adam Lind at the top versus Lorenzen, 399 is that matchup WOBA. That's a stark increase over pretty much everybody else. You've got Goldie at 381, and then it goes all the way down to Miggy at 362, Abreu at 361. So it really likes Adam Lind tonight versus Lorenzen. Not hating on David Ortiz here as well, going against Dan Straley, starting to get hot at the plate. Still under 3K on FanDuel. Over at second base tonight, Scooter Jeanette at the top of the matchup. WOBA again with Lorenzen struggles versus lefties. That's not surprising. If he's hitting near the top of the order tonight, I could get behind that a little bit more. Zobrist, again, third on this list. Pedroia is out on the DL with second, so I guess you could say Zobrist is second. And Devin Travis against Sanchez as well in the top five. Kipnis against Charlie Morton rounds out the top five tonight of our matchup WOBA at second base. Over at third base, again, Justin Turner versus Syndergaard. I think I like Valbuena better than him against Masterson at 366. It's just going to be, it's frustrating. Even if you're playing on FanDuel and you're like, okay, I got Kershaw, But if you're on DraftKings and you're like got a two-pitcher site and you like Masterson, and it's like, boy, but, you know, there's still that lefty there in Valbuena. It's like you hate getting exposure on a different site to a player when you have that starting pitcher that you're using on another site. So I don't know how much Valbuena I'll have because I do like Masterson, but the splits certainly match up. But Pablo Sandoval against Straley, I think he's a good play on FanDuel tonight. Very low priced. Again, you got to find some value to get in a 12-5 pitcher in Kershaw tonight. I think Sandoval kind of fits the bill there. Priedis is a second baseman, but our Woba machine loves him at third base. So 346, the matchup Woba for him against John Danks. Over at shortstop tonight, Tulo takes the top spot. Not surprising there. Looking at Anderson's numbers versus righties, he's really struggled in that handedness of matchup. So Tulo, priced down a little bit right now, might be a good time to jump aboard. Xander Bogaerts, big game for him last night. I think we like him better versus lefties, but I think he's starting to get hot in that. Obviously, Boston offense can get rolling, so I don't mind Xander Bogaerts at all tonight. Eduardo Escobar also hit our top six of the matchup Woba here for the Minnesota Twins. And how about that? I love our matchup Woba. Eduardo Escobar, Alcides Escobar, and Yunel Escobar. Three in a row. The three Escobars. Wasn't there a 30 for 30 on ESPN called that? Maybe. Maybe not. I'm not sure. Marcus Semien as well makes the top 10. I think he donged last night. He's really come back down to earth a little bit, but hitting at the bottom of the order makes him a little bit of a tough sell, but pretty cheap price tag these days. For the outfield, you're going to like the Baltimore Bats. Jones, Pierce, those guys certainly stand out for us here tonight. Bryce Harper as well versus, I think he's actually in the early game tonight, so we can ignore Washington. But Mookie Betts, Hanley Ramirez, both these guys have been red hot, especially look at Mookie Betts's game logs. He's just been on fire as of late, so he's going to be somebody under consideration tonight. And David Peralta produced up a little bit on FanDuel. That's going to be the problem with trying to get Arizona bats in, is they're not cheap anymore. So good luck trying to stack them up and getting Clayton Kershaw. Gerardo Parra into the top 10 as well of our matchup Woba. Andrew McCutchen, they seem to like him versus Trevor Bauer tonight. So that is a look at the old matchup Woba. Let's go position by position real quick and get you out of here and enjoy your day. We've got a catcher spot. I think Matt Wieters is going to be a fine choice tonight at 3,200. He's been a lefty masher for the better part of his career, and going against John Danks tonight, very high scoring total and offense projected here for Baltimore. So at 3,200, you're looking at a pretty decent price tag. Again, matchup Woba liked Fegley at 3K on FanDuel tonight, so I'm not going to talk you off of him. In terms of the value spots, again, Tyler Flowers is a guy who has really been hitting the ball well. He's got home runs in three consecutive games there for the Chicago White Sox. So at 2,700, good value. And I don't hate him against dealing with Ubaldo tonight. I think, you know, Ubaldo certainly can get hit around from time to time. So if you want to go under 3K, there certainly could be an option for you tonight. Moving on, we'll go to first base. Again, a lot of guys you can look at. Adam Lind is priced up at 4K tonight. So even though the matchup Woba likes him, you got to pay a premium to make him fit. Tough to do if you're rolling Clayton Kershaw tonight. So a lot of this analysis is going to kind of be digging for value. Moving down a little bit, I think that David Ortiz, 2,900, stands out as an exceptional play here today in this matchup versus Dan Straley. Again, starting to see the ball really well, and looking for as much value as I can possibly find out there tonight. Adrian Gonzalez's price just continues to plummet. He's down to 2,800 against Syndergaard. I'm not sure if this is the matchup you want to use him in, but again, Syndergaard, not somebody who has been great on the road this season. So for that price point, there could be some credence to looking at him. Maybe even Willian Rosario. I know it's he's a guy we like versus lefties, but we've talked about Anderson's struggles versus righties. If Rosario's in the lineup at 2,900, I think he gives you some pop there that I don't hate. Over at second base, Jimmy Paredes at 3,400 is going to be my top play of the evening. You can go down to Scooter Jeanette. The matchup is right from the splits angle at 3,100, but it seems a little bit more expensive than I want to pay on him. Go down a little bit further, Devin Travis, possibility there against Anibal Sanchez. He's got hits in 9 of his last 10 games, so he's seeing the ball well. He's only 3K. Cesar Hernandez, big game for him last night. They finally moved him to second base. And, you know, if I told you, look at this game log. We're going to go through all 10 games here for Cesar. 4.5, 5, 6, 5, 7, 5, 2, .25, 7, 8. I mean, if Mike Trout had that game log, you'd be happy with it. Cesar Hernandez, that's his game log. He's at 2,900 here tonight. So going against Julio Teheran, I'm not gonna, you know, say he's not a good play at that price point. So at second base, look for him as an option tonight. Can't really endorse Cano at 2,800. I think obviously if you're going to go to that price point, just go to Hernandez. And Aaron Hill at 2,400. We talked about the history versus Kendrick is there. Four RBIs in each of the last two games. I'll be shocked if they take him out of the lineup since he's been hitting the ball a little bit better the last few games. So, again, if you want to stack up or look for cheap Arizona bats, Aaron Hill does fit the bill. Over at third base tonight, you're never wrong taking Todd Frazier or Nolan Arenado and even throw Josh Donaldson into that mix. But I think if I'm paying 4K for a guy, it's got to be Machado versus Danks tonight. Again, Machado, not that he's better versus lefties, because he's probably not. He's probably better versus righties, but Danks is just really bad versus righties himself. So I think he is my top play tonight at third base. Move down a little bit. I really like Pablo Sandoval at 2,400 tonight going against Mr. Straley. Great price point, going to hit in that middle of that order. So I think you can queue him up for potentially solid day today. Kyle Seager, maybe a little bit of potential here with him for 2,600. I think there's enough upside at that price point to give him some consideration today. That's probably about it in terms of what I'm looking for at third base. Moving on to shortstop. I love the too low price point, 3,800 for a guy who's hitting at least 10 games, but I think he's up to 14 games in his hit streak. So going against a righty and Chase Anderson, good ballpark. Tulo, my top guy. But can you make him work with Kershaw? Maybe. You're going to have to sacrifice a few other places. If you want to go cheaper, Xander Bogaerts, 2,700. J.J. Hardy tonight at 2,600. A couple of other guys I've got my eye on this evening. Lastly, we go to the outfield. And again, I don't know if I'm going to pay up top price here today just because of the starting pitching choices that we have. So Adam Jones at 32. He's probably a lock and load for me tonight. And I'm certainly not hating on guys like A.J. Pollock, Hanley Ramirez, even David Peralta. They're all a little bit more expensive than I like to spend at 39, 37, 37, but all in pretty good spots here today. But Adam Jones, he's your lock of the night at 3,200 versus a lefty. Ownership levels will be very high, but rightfully so. He's in a really good spot. Yasmani Tomas, another guy to consider, 3,300, but he's been hitting the ball really well lately. Hits in 5 of his past 6 games, and at $3,300 price point, it's not bad. Michael Brantley, again, slowed down a good bit, but he's still cheap at $3,200 going against Charlie Morton tonight. Hits in 9 of his last 10 games. So, again, you're getting pretty good value on Michael Brantley tonight in a not a bad matchup for him. Not great, but not terrible either. If you want to go cheaper tonight, I mentioned Preston Tucker. You want a lefty versus Masterson, there's one for you, 2,700 on FanDuel. Exposure to cheap Angels tonight, Cole Calhoun is only 2,300. He's really not been great over the last 2 weeks or so, but that price point is really low, and I'm not necessarily sold on Chichi Gonzalez here tonight, you know, throwing a great game in that hitter's ballpark, you know, hot weather, everything that's involved there. Pitching in the ballpark in Arlington. Do they still call it that? I think it's got some snappy name now, but for me, it will always be the ballpark in Arlington. So there you go. That's our look tonight at Daily Fantasy Baseball. As always, best of luck in your matchups. Okay, let me tell you about my friends at FanDuel tonight. FanDuel is their Grand Slam, 150K, and just loads of the Fantasy Baseball Bracket Championship queues. Anywhere from $25 to $300 to $3. So If you're a micro-stakes player, they've got a game for you. If you're a high-stakes player, they've got a game for you. Again, only 18 people in that $300 buy-in. That's going to sell out. Hopefully, they throw another one out there. They got 64 of those spots to fill over the next few weeks. Lots of other games on the horizon. Of course, if you don't know, FanDuel has added lineup indicators on the lineup building page. It tells you if they're in the lineup and where they're hitting in the lineup. Thank you for that, FanDuel. It was a huge, 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 much needed addition to that page. It's one thing that I was always frustrated with. And not that, you know, I don't look at the lineups page, but a lot of times you want to build last second lineups, and it was hard to do on FanDuel. But now it's got that, and we thank them for that. Also, you can go use the .csv if you want to download the player list, put it into a spreadsheet. They've got that nice and available to you right there on the roster build screen. It's kind of hidden there for the last couple weeks. But FanDuel, again, they are adding to their staff. They are basically ramping up for football season and always looking to improve their site. And more great improvements are coming down the road. So check them out. If you haven't done so already, sign up through our links. Get access to our incentives here for all sports on FanDuel for up to a year. So check it out, FanDuel.com. And with that, I got to say goodbye to you because I've got lineups to build myself. Hopefully, you guys have a successful Friday night and weekend in Daily Fantasy. We'll be back with you on Monday. Check out this weekend. We'll probably have an interview podcast posted at some point in time with Mr. Three Putts, one of the top Daily Fantasy players in the industry today. So always trying to push the envelope here on Roto Grinders, give you as much great content as we can. Tonight, we were talking 3.5 hours of live broadcasts. Called Grinders Live. I think you might have heard of it. So check that out starting at 3:30 Eastern Time today all the way up to 7 o'clock. You can catch me and Chris Beermaker's Fan Prince from 6 to 7, and we talk all things Daily Fantasy for this Friday night. Actually, tonight's STL Cardinals. I'm sorry. Beer's got the Friday off. STL with me tonight on SiriusXM. But till tomorrow, or this weekend, or whenever else you listen to this podcast, we thank you for it. Download it over on iTunes, over on Stitcher, and we'll talk to you next week. Good luck from myself, Dan Bach, Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Don't miss an episode by subscribing to it on iTunes and Stitcher. And for up-to-the-minute DFS news, please follow us on Twitter at Roto Grinders.